All right, so let me tell you something interesting, and I promise this actually has to do with the video. I was reading a few weeks ago, NASA spends about $4.5 billion a year on space operations, and a really big slice of that pie is literally to figure out how to transform regular people into superhuman performers. So they spend about $15 million per year individually on an astronaut. And as they were going through this whole process, they figured out one protocol that changes everything, one that you can actually apply in your 2026 to achieve every single goal that you might have for the year. Here's the protocol. You know what NASA does with an astronaut before a mission? Immersion phase, complete isolation, zero contact with the outside world, no family, no friends, no parties, no distractions, nothing. Literally just them, their crew, and the mission. And the reason for that is because when you are about to launch into space, you can't afford to be carrying any sort of emotional baggage. You can't afford weak habits. You can't afford distractions. I mean, especially up there, one slip up and you're actually dead. So NASA, what they did is they figured out something profound. If you want someone to perform at a level they've never performed at before, you need to remove them from the environment that created their current level. You need an immersion phase. You need total isolation. And then, and only then, can you launch? Now, the reason I tell you this NASA story is because that's exactly what you need to do. It's that time of the year again. And just like every other year, you're probably thinking about what you want to achieve in 2026. Maybe it's finally getting in shape. Maybe it's making real money. Maybe it's becoming the man or the woman you know you are capable of being. And here's the thing, you've wanted these same things before in 2025 and 2024, probably even before that, but you didn't get there. And it's not that you didn't try, you did. You went to the gym, you started working on your goals, you had genuine motivation. But somewhere around Feb or March, something happened. Not because you're lazy, not because you lack discipline, but because there were one or two habits quietly sabotaging everything. Maybe it was going out every weekend when you should have been focused. Maybe it was scrolling your phone for hours instead of working. Maybe it was just hanging around people who kept pulling you backwards. And those habits, they seem small, they seem harmless, but they are the reason you ended up in the same place by March. Same body, same bank account, same life. And the reason I bring up that whole NASA thing is because they figured out decades ago, you can't perform at a higher level while being stuck in the environment that created your current habits. The contamination is too strong. The habits are too deeply wired. The influences are too persistent. And that's exactly what this video is about. I'm gonna give you the exact 7 rules that will allow you to enter the immersion phase in the first 90 days of 2026. Remove those weak habits that are holding you back and make you come back completely unrecognizable. And by the way, this isn't theory. This is the exact same system I've been using for years and years now whenever I need a lock-in in my life. And it doesn't matter if it's I'm starting a new venture or I'm trying to get in shape. And by the way, here is why right now is the perfect time. While everyone else is making the same empty promises they made last year, posting their new year, new me stories, you are going to be the one who's actually in the immersion phase, building in silence. And by the end of March, when everyone else has already quit their resolutions and gone back to their old lives, you are going to launch. And no one is going to recognize you. Not your friends, not your family, not even yourself. So pay attention, because these 7 rules, they are your mission protocol. And just like NASA doesn't send astronauts to space without preparation, I have 2 requirements before we proceed. Requirement number 1, as soon as you finish this video, you are gonna subscribe yourself to our 5-day free live workshop starting January 11th, where we're gonna teach you the best AI-powered business model for 2026, because a big part of becoming unrecognizable comes from being a man or a woman who knows how to make money, who knows how to be self-sufficient, who knows how to be a provider for them and their loved ones. I mean, would an astronaut be able to complete their mission without the rocket fuel? No. And just like that, you're not going to be able to launch into the best version of yourself if you don't have money to fuel your mission. And that's why the first thing in the description is a registration for our AI income workshop. Requirement number 2, you must be willing to actually disappear for 90 days. And I mean disappear. Cut out the noise, the distractions, the people pulling you down. This isn't going to be comfortable, okay? When astronauts go into the immersion phase, they wake up sore, exhausted, isolated. So don't expect this to be easy. It won't. And you've been warned. Now, if you're still here, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into your mission protocol. All right, so rule number one is monk mode, and this is your extraction philosophy. Astronauts cut contact with Earth before launch, and you are gonna cut out all the noise for the next 90 days. I'm talking about weed, women, alcohol, porn, video games, all that crap that is keeping you distracted, and that needs to be gone for the next 90 days, and you're gonna replace them with 3 to 6 healthy non-negotiables. And when I say non-negotiables, I mean actual non-negotiables. Listen, I don't care if you're tired, I don't care if you're sad, I don't care if it's raining, I don't care if the markets are crashing, I don't care if your girlfriend just broke up with you. You are getting it done no matter what. And this is really the level of discipline that is required in order for you to succeed. Now, let me run you through the basic non-negotiables. It's 30 minutes a day of exercise, 15 minutes a day of meditation, no alcohol or weed. Those are the non-negotiables for everyone. Now, I also recommend you add some personalized non-negotiables on top of that, okay? Because we're all different and we all have different goals and outcomes. So you keep the 3 universal non-negotiables and then you add 1 to 3 of your own personalized non-negotiables. Look, I've helped hundreds of thousands of people with monk mode and I've noticed that after 6 non-negotiables, there's a very drastic drop off in consistency. So keep it simple. This is your extraction. This is you cutting off from the environment that made you common in the first place. And that brings us on to rule number 2. Rule number 2 is design your environment. This is creating your sterile chamber. You know what astronauts don't do just before they launch? Change their mindset. Instead, what they do is they change their environment. We're talking about every surface, every system, every piece of equipment designed for one thing, the mission, zero contamination allowed. And that's exactly what you need to do with your physical space for the next 90 days. Your room, your workspace, your phone, every environment you operate in needs to become an extraction pod, because here is the truth. You can have all of the discipline in the world, but if you're surrounded by triggers and distractions, you're basically just fighting an uphill battle every single day. So let's start with your room. Look around. What do you see? A gaming console, a TV, junk food, alcohol. Every single thing in your room is either supporting your mission or sabotaging it. There's nothing in there that is neutral. So remove the TV from your bedroom. Get the gaming console out. Throw out the junk food and alcohol. If you can see it, you'll be tempted by it. Astronauts don't keep unnecessary equipment in the spacecraft. Every kilo matters. And in your room, every object either propels you forward or holds you back. Now your phone, this is the most contaminated device you own. Delete every social media app, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, gone. Then what you wanna do is you wanna set your phone to grayscale. This removes all the dopamine triggering colors that keep you scrolling. You need to remove every app that doesn't serve your mission. Games deleted, entertainment apps gone. Your phone should be a tool, not a toy. Communication and productivity only, that's it. Now, your workspace. If you work from your bed, you're done. Your bed is for sleep, your desk is for work. One purpose per space. When astronauts eat, they eat. When they work, they work. When they sleep, they sleep. There's no overlap because your brain needs clear environmental cues. So make your workspace mission focused. Remove decorations, posters, anything that distracts. You need one screen, one notebook, one purpose, and that is your sterile chamber. And here is what happens when you design your environment correctly. You stop relying on willpower. You don't need to resist temptation when temptation doesn't exist in your space. You're not fighting yourself anymore. You're operating in an environment that's built for success. And by the way, that's why NASA spends billions designing spacecraft environments, because they know the environment determines behavior more than motivation ever will. And for the next 90 days, your room, your phone, your workspace, they are your spacecraft. Design them like your mission depends on it. Because honestly, it does. Anyways, let's get to this workout. Rule number 3 is you need to commit to a physical event. This is really your launch date. When astronauts enter extraction, they have like an actual launch date, a specific day when they're getting on that rocket. It's not a maybe or a someday, it is marked on the calendar, and that commitment keeps them going through the brutal, brutal preparation. And that's exactly what you need, a physical event, a marathon, a Hyrox, your first boxing fight, a triathlon, something tangible, real, concrete, like an actual date to work towards. Why? Well, because you can't pretend to finish a marathon. You can't pretend you won a sparring match. You can't fake a Hyrox time. You either did it or you didn't. And this is really gonna help you internalize a very important lesson. Results are rooted in reality, not your perception. In life, you either put in the work and you did it, or you didn't. And this mindset rewiring alone is powerful enough to change your life forever. I've used this countless of times over the years. I remember when I ran my first marathon at the end of 2022, probably the most difficult year of my entire life. I did it on 2 weeks' notice, and I had never run more than 7 kilometers before in my life. I literally said, I woke up one day, I was like, in 2 weeks, I'm gonna run a marathon. Remember, I'd never run more than 7 kilometers my entire life, and I ran it in 3 hours and 42 minutes with basically no experience. But it didn't really matter. While I ran, I wasn't the most prepared or the most trained. I mean, sure, I had 2 weeks to prepare, I guess, but I just had to prove to myself how strong I am. And that is why I set that challenge for myself. So it doesn't need to be a marathon. It could be a boxing match. It could be a high rocks. It could be anything you want. It could be a half marathon. It could be a 10K run. It doesn't matter. You just need a physical challenge. The point is you need to prove to yourself just how strong you are. So pick your event, mark the date. That is your launch date. And on the inevitable days where you have zero motivation, because it happens to everyone, and you are going to want to quit, everything hurts, that commitment will be the string holding you together.
Let's get fucked up, keep your eyes shut. This is all vibes, let your mind run, let the hit ride. Take the high drop, don't be shy, just keep them legs up.
All right, so rule number 4 is focus on IPAs. Now, these are income-producing activities. This is really your mission fuel. You remember that feeling when a fat paycheck hits your account? You can't help but feel like a winner because, of course, a lot of your self-worth is tied to making money. Whether you want to admit it or not, whether that's right or wrong, I'm not here to debate that. I'm just telling you it's the case. You can disagree with it philosophically, but it's impossible to deny that it's real. And the fact that it has such a quick and drastic impact on your mood is pretty much all the proof that you need. But even though it's a powerful enough reason to focus on IPAs, it's not the main one. A lack of money is like toxic mold that grows and destroys everything in your life you are trying to do. You're not going to be able to train properly thinking about rent. You can't sleep properly with thousands in debt to pay off. And you will never achieve your full potential if you have money anxiety breathing down your neck all the time. Now, here's what most people don't understand about making money. Timing matters, okay? You can have all the discipline in the world, work 16 hours a day, but if you are not riding the right wave, well, then you're just treading water. And let's be honest with ourselves. In 2026, the wave is AI. It's not crypto. It's not NFTs. It's not whatever worked in 2023 or 2024. AI-powered business models, that is the wave. And you can either catch it now or watch everyone else ride it while you are stuck doing the same old shit that's not working. I mean, let's just think about it for a second. The people who made millions in 2010 weren't just hard workers. They were riding the mobile app wave. The people who made millions in 2015, they were riding the e-com wave. The people who are gonna make millions in 2026, they are riding the AI wave. And if you're starting this extraction at the beginning of 2026, I'm hosting an AI income workshop starting January 12th, where I'm gonna teach you the best AI-powered business model for this year. Not theory, not outdated strategies, the exact income-producing activities that's working right now using AI. Link is in the description. Because here's the reality, would an astronaut complete their mission without fuel? No, and you're not gonna launch into the best version of yourself without money to fuel your mission. So during these 90 days of extraction, you're not just building discipline and cutting distractions, you are learning how to ride the biggest wave of the decade. And when you emerge, you're gonna have the skills, the system, and the income to back up your transformation. So focus on your IPAs, ride the wave, and launch. So rule number 5 is you need to focus on education, because this is really closing your knowledge gap. I'm not gonna tell you it's good to focus on education because you already know that, okay? What I wanna do instead is explain why you should focus on education during these 90 days specifically. And to be honest, it's actually quite simple. Most people think that multimillionaires are geniuses or simply talented. They think, oh, well, he or she, they're just gifted. But let's be honest here. Do you really think that I'm some 150 IQ genius? If you do, I'm very flattered, thank you. But let me tell you, I most definitely am not. You're literally looking at a high school dropout.
Next Tuesday will be my last day at school, which is super cool.
The only difference between me and you is I know how to make millions of dollars and you don't. And I know that sounds like a crazy statement, but I mean, like, really think about it. If you knew how to make millions of dollars a year right now, you would, wouldn't you? Yeah, of course you would. But you don't, because you've been chalking it all down to, oh, he's just this and that, making all of these excuses in your life, when the reality is the only difference between high earners and you is a knowledge gap. Quite frankly, these people are simply more well-versed on certain topics than you are. And to be honest, there's nothing really else to it. That is it. Earning differences are learning differences. Stop thinking that people are special. They're not. Quite simply, they just know something that you don't. So during these 90 days of extraction, while you are isolated from all the noise and the distractions, this is your chance
to close the gap. This is your chance to learn what the people operating at the highest level that you want to reach already know. Focus on education during these 90 days and you will be able to make leaps in a month that would take the average person years, even decades. Why? Because you're not distracted, you're not partying, you're not wasting time. You are fully locked in, absorbing everything you need to launch.
Rule number 6, build your crew. This is selecting your support team. Here's something important about astronauts that most people don't realize. They don't go to space alone. Yes, they're an extraction. Yes, they're isolated from the world, but they are not isolated from their crew. They have mission control. They have their fellow astronauts. They have flight surgeons. They have a team of people who are 100% aligned with the mission. And that's exactly what you need during your extraction. You're disappearing from 99% of people, the friends who want to party, the people who mock your goals, the ones who say, oh, you're changing like it's a bad thing. They're out completely. For 90 days, they don't exist, but you need to identify your crew, the 1 to 3 people who are aligned with your mission. Maybe it's a mentor, maybe it's a coach, maybe it's that one friend who's always on the same path, maybe it's a family member who believes in you. These are the only people who get access to you during the extraction. Because here's the thing, isolation doesn't mean total loneliness, it means selective access. Astronauts are isolated from Earth, but they are together with their crew because the mission is too hard to do alone. And really, your crew serves 3 main purposes. First is accountability. They check in, they make sure you're following your non-negotiables. They call you out when you're slipping. Second is support. On the days when you do want to quit, and those days will come, they will remind you why you started. They keep you going when your own motivation fails. And third is expertise. They know things that you don't. They've been where you're trying to go. They can guide you. They can teach you. They can show you the shortcuts. But here's the very critical thing. Your crew must be aligned with your mission. Not neutral, not supportive, but skeptical, fully aligned. They believe in what you're doing. They want you to succeed. They are willing to push you, to challenge you, and hold you to your highest standards. So during this extraction, cut off everyone who's not aligned and build your crew with the few who are. Because when you launch, you're not launching alone. You're launching with a team that help prepare you for this exact moment. Rule number 7 is make a promise to a loved one. This is your mission purpose. Now listen, this is the most important rule, and here's why. You need to understand something about human beings. We are far more willing to do things for others than we are for ourselves. Now, despite all of our flaws, this is something undeniably beautiful that lives inside of us, and you can actually leverage that biological hardwiring to win at life. This, plus committing to a physical event, will ensure that you stay consistent no matter what during this period. Now, let me tell you a story. If you know anything about my background, you know that I grew up with a single mom. Listen, unfortunately, it's a very common story these days. My biological father was an alcoholic, and my grandparents raised me until I was 4 years old because my mom was young. She had me when she was 23. She was working 3 jobs to support us. And eventually, my mom met my stepdad. They dated for a couple years. He proposed. They got married, things were amazing, until I was 11 years old and he cut us off financially. And very shortly thereafter, my mom basically went back to the same position she was in before, working day-to-day normal jobs. Now, she always kept a brave face, but I could tell the financial burden was weighing heavy on her. Now, it's one thing to suffer yourself. I don't mind suffering at all. Give it all to me. I love it. But seeing a loved one suffer, for me, that breaks my heart. So I promised her something. I said, I'm going to get us out of this situation no matter what. I'm going to become wealthy or I'm going to die in the process. And now she lives in a $4 million house bought cash with a Range Rover parked in front of it. And it's funny, a few months back, I literally texted her. I was like, hey, mom, you remember 10 years ago when I told you I will buy your dream house and there will be a Range Rover parked in front of it? And 10 years later, that is exactly what happened. Now, why am I telling you all of this? Because my story growing up is very common, okay? We all go through financial struggles. Now I want to make it very clear, I wasn't eating out of trash cans and I definitely wasn't homeless. But just seeing my mom wake up every single day and have the stress of how she was going to provide for the both of us, that was enough to light a fire under my ass. Because you need to understand that as human beings, we are far more willing to do things for others than ourselves, and you can leverage that. I looked so crazy at the age of 14 telling my mom, listen, mom, don't worry, I'm gonna buy you your dream house. There's gonna be a Range Rover parked in front of it. You're gonna have this, you're gonna have that, you're gonna have anything your heart desires. And to be honest, she probably didn't believe me. Listen, I love my mom to bits, but did she really think I was gonna be able to buy her a multi-million dollar house at the age that I did? No, probably not. But it didn't matter to me. Just making that promise to her was enough. I made a promise to her and I wasn't gonna let her down. So
Make a promise to your loved one, whether that's your mom, your dad, your siblings, your future kids, whoever it is that you would fight harder for than you would fight for yourself. And by the way, they may not believe you. That's okay, but you will believe you. And that promise will carry you through the hardest days of this process. When you want to quit, when you want to give up, when it feels impossible, you will remember that promise and you will keep going. Because this isn't just about you anymore, it is about them. And that changes everything. Listen, if you follow the rules I laid down in this video, I promise you that you will change so much that not even your family will recognize you, let alone your friends or the people in your city. You're going to develop a spark in your eyes, a magnetism. Others will be drawn to you and they won't even know why. People will start taking you seriously. And most importantly, you will start taking yourself seriously. I am telling you this from firsthand experience. Every single rule mentioned in this video, I followed myself and it worked too well. The goals I used to set as the ceiling became the floor. I became a man I never thought I could be. And it was because, just like an astronaut before launch, I willingly isolated myself and decided not to leave until I became the version of myself I was meant to be. Now, I want to leave you with a few pointers. The first thing you should do after watching this video is grab a pen and paper and organize how you're going to tackle this process. The habits you're going to eliminate, the vices you're going to cut, the crew you're going to build, the physical event you're going to commit to, the promise you're going to make, everything I talked about in today's video, and then set a date to start and a date to finish. The transformation start date and your launch date, because this video isn't meant to be taken lightly. I'm not making this for entertainment. This is gonna require every fiber of strength in your body. So prepare and take it seriously. And once you start, don't look back. And once you've done all of that, make sure you get your free ticket to the AI Income Workshop. The link is in the description. That's gonna set you on the right path to make sure that in the next 90 days, you crush it financially. Because like I said in Rule 4, would an astronaut launch without fuel? No, and you're not gonna launch into the best version of yourself without money to fuel your mission. With all that being said, I wish you good luck in the next 90 days of 2026. This is your chance to disappear and come back unrecognizable. And as always, I'm watching from afar. And I'm rooting for you.